Blog Talk Radio.
How are you? This is Sala Gordy. We're back. Indigenous Power Hour. Friday night. You know what that means, right?
relatives. That song gets me every time. You know who this is? This is Taino Radio. And it's your girl, 41. And Mr. Santa Corey Ramos. How's everyone doing this evening? Boy, oh boy. Got some things to talk about, you know? But are you ready to get your healing on? Ready to talk about those tough things? You know, things people don't want to talk about. It is May 14th, and we are just past, you know, a little over a week and a couple days since May 5th, you know, when, you know, we took that day to honor our, you know, missing relatives, you know, our loved ones, our sisters, and there are some interesting things that I found, you know, after, you know, MMIW or R, I think it should be, you know, inclusive and our relatives. But recently there was, you know, there's always a constant discussion about the involvement of mainstream media. And you see what someone else telling our story got us. It got us not part of history. I mean, how would the United States, honestly, how does the United States not have a history that, you know, is inclusive of the indigenous, you know? Point is, few discussions about, you know, how mainstream media doesn't do enough to bring awareness to our issues or to, you know, topics that, you know, either, you know, raise us up or, you know, discuss, you know, the truth of how this U.S. government has done the indigenous people. Anyway, so my point is, just after May 5th, I ran across a couple articles. And this one here in particular is, it's pretty much like a testimony. This is off of, you know, Instagram or IGTV. So it is about a young lady by the name of Shanice Steele. She posted a photo Wednesday of her holding her hand over her mouth beside a spray painting that says, "No More Stolen Sisters." She said, "Posts are often shadow banned by social media apps, a practice where platforms restrict, limit, or hide content from being viewed by audiences. I've noticed that it's happening to a lot of Black and Indigenous and Brown folks who are talking about political things," said Steele, who is, excuse me if I pronounce this wrong, Anishinaabe and Trinidadian. And, you know, it was about her post being restricted, you know, that they didn't appear on her friend's timeline. Another sister with the last name of Henderson, who created a four-part Instagram post Wednesday, woke up on Thursday to group messages saying the post she made, along with others, meant to raise awareness for MMIWG, had vanished from her friend's Instagram stories. And that's Shayla O, S-H-A-Y-L-A-O-H. And, you know, something that, you know, she said in addition was social media is silencing Indigenous voices. This is to ensure our voices on Indigenous lives, the erasure of our voices on Indigenous lives. This is perpetuating continued violence and genocide against Indigenous women. Another story, which was featured today, just today. Let me read you this headline, if you don't mind. This one is...
Say 4-1, before you start. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Guess what? I got censored, man. I got censored. I couldn't get in my own show.
So I think you're talking. There you go.
You can add me to the list. This is the second time this happened this week.
There you go. And how often has that happened? Just, you know, with me.
Yeah.
You know, with the show. How many times you lost me.
On May 5th, remember? We kept saying
that. Yes. Yeah.
And also our remote show. This is crazy.
Isn't it? And this is real. This is why we must create our own platforms. Now, those discussions I was talking about involve, because I merely suggested, why would we do that when we're invisible because somebody else told our story, correct?
Correct.
You know? And they then went on to say that I was a source of lateral violence, merely by suggesting it.
Well, that's a fancy term, lateral violence?
Yes.
And wow, break that down.
Well, that is... hating on one another, hating on your own kind, basically, right?
Okay.
Within your own, you know, group.
Okay.
So that other article that I wanted to, the heading of this article that I wanted to share was, bald eagles are back, and they want to eat your pets.
Ooh.
This is mainstream media and why we need to build our own platform.
This is it.
I mean,
no radio.
Right? And that is what I suggested today. And a big, you know, because it's bothered me, you know, to see. Because those sisters that I put in, they are not the only ones. They are not the only ones. A lot of my advocate sisters reported the exact same thing about, you know, their post vanishing, anything leading up to May 5th and anything celebrating afterwards, you know, like the solidarity. The solidarity it represented, you know, and that's what the problem is with allowing someone else to tell our story. That right there, you know, it's misleading. It's always going to put it like, I mean, you know, how many times have we heard stories about our relatives, you know, our missing and murdered? And the first thing they point out is, okay, the article I read about my grandmother was my grandfather. It said that she was acquitted, and then it finished up with police reported, they had a blood alcohol content, whoop-de-woo, you know what I mean, and had been to the resident numerous times, you know. And that's why I'm saying that dependency, you know, that's what people don't understand about dependency is I'm not just talking about substance. I'm not talking about, you know, limiting it to anything like that. I'm talking and including the dependency of others in, you know, like this, in this situation, but the dependency on being told what to do, how to think.
That's right.
You know, and that is the one, you know, the same one that got you thinking that there's no life past the res. I mean, at one time, I mean, we're talking 2021 now. I mean, my, you know, I'm just going to keep it real. I mean, my res, you know, up till recently, you know,
right.
we had tanks around, you know what I mean? So I can't really throw mine in there, but plus the fact we had decided to go to war with the United States. We had declared war right around the same time as the pipeline, you know. So it was a little different. We did have tanks and the National Guard,
that's
you know,
right.
But
National Guard, yeah.
And do you know the story of the Nebraska National Guard? Can I tell you that one?
Nebraska National Guard?
Yes. Do you know
go
how
it
was created? All right. Let's go back to Mormon Trail. A cow. So we're talking about some Oregon trailers, Mormon Trail, whatever you want to call it. And here's reservation or Indian, like, you know, a lot of land. And a cow wandered off on the Indian land. Of course, they ate, you know, whatever. So they formed a group, you know, to go after the scouts, whatever, you know, the braves, hunters, brothers. And they refused to give them up, you know, so that starts a great, great battle, you know, and they were again defeated, and so then they created the Nebraska Reserve, you know, the Nebraska National Guard. Do you know who served in it in 1957?
1957. I'm trying to think.
Think of the Omaha area. Who?
Okay.
That would do. We all know. Was a part of that, you know, that elite group. Warren Buffett.
See, I was about to say that. No, I was just kidding.
What did you He said that was the greatest, you know,
set of guys he ever served, you know, ever worked with, had the pleasure of, you know. So imagine that. The Nebraska National Guard was created to attack indigenous.
Well, that's that's definitely part of the indigenous history. You always get beat up by federal government. Well, you know, how about this? You mentioned about the media, right? Social media, media, how they betray natives. Well, look at the hypocrisy of United Nations. There's supposed to be nation-to-nation relationship, and everyone's supposed to honor these, you know, the indigenous nations. How come they're not at the UN? What's up with that?
Right.
How come they don't have a seat?
All right.
It's all part of hypocrisy, no?
Well, you know, technically, you gotta remember, we are prisoners of war.
That's
property. That's why we're not considered a nation. Property. This is, the United States is a corporation. It's not a country.
Well, you know, I've been going to the UN many years on the Indigenous Forum, and I always ask that question. I never get a straight answer. Why? You see all these nations gather, General Assembly, and then once a year the Indigenous get a forum. I don't get that. Why isn't Indigenous allowed to speak? That's like the ultimate censorship, no?
Absolutely.
So they set the tone. They set the tone for the media.
Absolutely.
And then social
media.
I just don't get that. Do you
understand? Oppression. It's colonization. We must be colonized. That, you know, to have that dependency. And we can't have, that's why we have to create our own. I mean, you know, it's time to move on.
Yeah. This is something that, I'm not going to announce it yet, but there's something going on right now. There's a movement having an indigenous United Nations, but we're going to talk about that in another show. I'm going to invite some people for that. But it's in the works. But it's just a shame. I don't get it. You know, I don't get it. There's not enough outrage about that. I'm still analyzing that. I don't know. It's perplexing. We have this nation-to-nation relationship with indigenous tribes and also South American tribes. They're international. They're recognized by many countries. So why aren't they in the UN?
Right.
But you know, and I do want to say there's great countries that is following Taino Radio, like Germany, Japan, Australia. You know, these are names of countries that are in the UN, and I respect those countries. But this is 21st century. Something has to give. So I don't understand.
It's more than taking land back, that's for sure.
The land?
You know what I'm saying? I said it's more than taking land back.
Mm.
You know, that's the... We need solidarity. We need healing, you know?
Mm.
We have internalized, you know, our resentment for colonization. You know, and we think we can't operate outside of that dependency that was created. We're not ready for our own healing. We're not ready, you know, how do you jump the gun? How do you go from, you know, we are true protectors of this land. We are First Nation. But how do you jump the land back? How do you, you know, jump the gun when we can't even say, I want to take me back. I want to remember who I am. You know?
Can I tell you something? I don't know if I mentioned this in the show already, but in Puerto Rico, we call it Borinquen. There's an incentive in Puerto Rico for business owners and the wealthy. If they set up shop in Puerto Rico right now, they don't have to pay federal taxes. And here's
nice.
The thing. Here's the thing. They're going in droves. But they're not just showing up, setting shop. They're buying land.
That's what separates
you.
It?
So they're not just showing up. They're buying land by the thousands of acres.
That's what makes you in a corporation setting. That's what makes you not property is being an owner, being a landowner. And even in the end, I mean, it don't belong to us. Either way you look at it, natural law.
And
or,
you know, there.
Business.
Mm-hmm. And it was interesting, there's a committee, right?
Huh?
That votes on how the money should be spent in Puerto Rico, and they're not publicly voted in. This is like a committee, a commission.
Mm-hmm.
But the people that are voted in, you know, the Senate, the Congress in Puerto Rico, they don't have the power like this committee does. And now recently this committee voted against funding for missing and murdered women in Puerto Rico.
Yeah. We did talk about this.
Can I just say something right now real fast? We have a guest.
I'll do it.
And this is a host of one of our other Taino shows, okay, in Taino Radio. And he told me that he wants to come on, share some words, and support us here in this Friday night, Indigenous Power Hour. And I like to – and I know you know this man, and his name – is Spooky Lou.
Who's that? What? I know I heard something. We're going to come up here.
That's right. The Paranormal Night has joined forces with Indigenous Power Hour. I don't believe it.
You're funny, bro. I love it.
Welcome, Spooky Lou.
How's everyone doing tonight?
This is great. Well, we're going strong here, man. But
I know.
Now it's getting to the paranormal arena now.
I know. Absolutely. I'm out here in the dark. Just so you know, I was listening to all the history that you were just bringing up, and that's pretty deep. Thank you for educating us, because I was just blown away by all the stuff that, you know, that the information you were sharing with us tonight. I think it's pretty cool. I didn't know that's how the National Guard started. That's interesting.
The Nebraska. That's how the Nebraska National Guard got started. Exactly.
The Nebraska National Guard. Pretty amazing. And, you know, just to let you know, really quick, Lou, everyone, right? Like, I support everyone. It's just normally the time difference. I'm in a different time zone. I just happen to be in the same time zone you are. You know, and as you were speaking of Puerto Rico, I'm actually in Puerto Rico at the moment. I don't think you can hear the goatees, but you brought up a good point, man. I'm hearing all kinds of, like, other animals. I don't know what they are, but not the goatees. I wish. You put me to sleep. But it's crazy. You brought up a great point, man. Number one, yeah, if you have residency in the States, and you have to live here at least 6 months out of the year, you pay zero taxes on your business. That's insane. What about the local people? That's insane. Second, you know what? I'm not against anyone. You know me, man. I'm just down with everyone and stuff. But
right.
There's a huge influx of, you know, what people are on here, the terminology that they say is the Americans. They're like, man, the Americans are everywhere, bro. It's crazy. It's really changing. Like, right down the where I'm at, they're building a brand new mall. They're destroying a beautiful mountain, you know. As probably, I've been there for forever, and it's gone now, man. And it's sad to see that what's happening out here. I'm not gonna lie, it's crazy. And the people here are losing their land, man. It's terrible. You're 100% right. And if you ask me, they're being robbed. They're being robbed. You know, there's that, bro. The property is so cheap right now. Because people here are so hungry to leave. You know, they think that they're going to make it big. You know, there's a 9-bedroom house being sold for $270,000. Who's buying it? Some corporation. You know, they're buying over the whole land. They're buying over the whole house. And everyone's willing just to take whatever they can get just to get out of here and go to the States because they think it's going to be better there. It's crazy, man. You brought up a good point. You struck a nerve, me being out here and actually witnessing this. It's crazy. It's like, what do you do, right? How do you
help people? How do you express that? Well, you got to join Indigenous Power Hour, see how we could brainstorm and resist.
Absolutely.
Right?
So I wanted to be a little more, you know, factual about, you know, the Nebraska National Guard, you know, how it was created. So wandering of a lame cow set in motion forces that led to the establishment of the Nebraska National Guard. It started when President Franklin Pierce signed the Kansas-Nebraska Act in 1854, creating the Nebraska Territory and opening the frontier to settlers. So it involved the Mormon wagon train and a large Lakota camp southeast of Fort Laramie.
Oh, I know that fort.
Yeah, and so that's the battle that happened there at Fort Laramie, and it was Chief Conquering Bear, who was a rural Lakota, refused to surrender the young men who killed the cow. So the infantry provided no match for the rural warriors, who completely annihilated the military detachment, killing Groton and his 29 men.
Wow.
It was referred to as the Groton Massacre, aka the Mormon Cow War.
I love the 4-1s is dropping the knowledge. Love it. That is so deep.
Appreciate you. So
absolutely.
And that's what we want to do. We want to bring the truth, and we need to tell our own story, because how many people really knew that?
I've never heard of it, and that's why I was like, wow, this is great that you're sharing these kinds of stories. I guarantee most people have it. People never heard of that.
Wait, is this my? Wait, can I add something too? This is the Western Expansion, right?
No, this is when President Franklin Pierce signed the Kansas-Nebraska Act, creating the Nebraska mm-hmm. Territory. So it wasn't even
okay.
It was yeah.
So just want to clarify that, okay.
Yeah, this would be past the U.S. West and East expansion. So this would be past that, and then the establishment of the territory, not even the state yet.
Mm.
You know?
Damn. Okay.
Yeah. So, let's see, Nebraska was created in, I want to say it was further than that, you know what I mean? It was about 20 years after that. Nebraska.
Great.
Mm, 1867.
Okay.
So actually, 3 years later. 3 years later.
Well,
from.
Well. Now I'm wondering, because I know up by your territory, up north in the plains, they had.
Yeah.
The government was paying $200. For Indian hunters, any hunter that can kill a native, they will get paid $200 a head.
I got another fun fact. And it's not fun at all.
Okay.
So, you know, Girl Scouts of America and Planned Parenthood, those the creators of those were known as feminists, and the one Sanger, Marie Sanger,
mm-hmm.
of Planned Parenthood, she of course was about sterilizing indigenous women and black women,
right?
She created bills in South Dakota, North Dakota, that if a pregnant indigenous woman was caught off the res, she was forced to abort no matter term of pregnancy. So imagine that. South of America, you know, which is also
mm-hmm.
Planned Parenthood, went and created laws. Yeah, all the same group.
Well, you know, Boricuas, we know a lot about sterilizations and stuff like that, right? Right, Lou?
Absolutely, man. It's you know what it's you're dropping more knowledge. This is amazing to hear this and how it intertwines with our history. And it just boggles my mind how this big plan was set out back then to destroy all of us. It's just like
now. Let me link those two ladies.
Why are they so
all right,
like? Why?
Well,
so those same founders, right? They're also the creators of the Women's March. The Women's March was created during the textile time. And, the war going on and women taking a working role and whatever. And so going after equal pay, trying to get equal pay at that time, that's how the Women's March got created. And look, I protest the Women's March every year. I for 2 years now, I've provided a place for my indigenous sisters to come and celebrate and, you know, be uplifted. Because I tell you what, that Women's March, I refuse to walk elbow to elbow with those granddaughters. You know, if I'm the granddaughter of the squaws you thought you killed, why would I want to walk with them? Elbow to elbow, when we ain't equal.
I have a question. So if I'm understanding, you're saying, right, that the same people that created Planet, I mean, oh, my God, I'm so sorry. Parent,
Girl Scouts of America. Mm-hmm.
What's it called?
And
parent, yeah, right? So they also created the Women's March.
Yep.
Why do you think they did that? Do you think they're trying to right their wrongs?
No. They created that. It was during the textile time. There was the war going on, World War One.
Oh, back then. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
And so, no,
all right,
their march
was... So do me a favor. Educate me on this.
Okay. So, no, they created it since women had stepped into the workforce, you know, with the war going on.
That's right. I remember that.
Yes, and so that's what it was, to go after equal pay, the voting, all of the right Indigenous women or Indigenous did not have. So I don't march. Why would I march? I don't have, you know, the same
rights
as them.
That's right. Why march? That's the key.
It makes no sense.
Yeah.
And I asked my sisters to not represent MMIW at those times. Why?
That's deep.
But I still see them out there. And you know, remember the women's the Violence Against Women's Act that they're trying to reactivate, because that honestly was our only protection. It gave, and it only gave federal, you know, Indigenous on federal land, so, you know, on the res, basically. It gave federal, you know, the res jurisdiction over non-Indigenous on federal land. So there's no protection for Indigenous off federal land. And my issue with it being because, you know, it's just sitting on Biden's desk. I just attended the 117th conference. And you remember Santa Cruz? I had to call them out.
Mm-hmm.
Because the focus now, and please believe me, I don't belong to borders. So this has nothing to do with immigration. Okay? But under the new act, it is giving immigrants, if they have a U.S. citizen spouse who is beating them up, it gives them some housing and relocation and citizenship protection to to non-U.S. citizens. And I said, well, what about, again, the Indigenous off of federal land? Where is our protection? Now, you'll give an immigrant who can live anywhere in the United States, as long as they're married to a U.S. citizen, you'll give a non, so I'm not even going to say immigrant, I'm going to say non-citizen. Now, they can live anywhere and be protected. But Indigenous off of federal land, there is no, and that's only if we know who the perpetrator is. They don't know who the perpetrator is, because there is no law off of federal land that says law enforcement has to go after any perpetrator who commits crimes against Indigenous. And they tried to say that because there's no jurisdiction off the res. You understand that. So me being in Nebraska and my tribe is Rosebud. However, Rosebud is the 66th county of Nebraska, which is Cherry County. And it happens to be Nebraska's largest. But gives no protection, because if we had protection, we wouldn't be, you know, like the LB 154 that I supported and you know, spoke for Nebraska starting the tracking of our murdered and missing. That was just 2 years ago.
That was just 2 years ago?
If we had protection, huh?
They just started tracking us 2 years ago?
Yeah, here in Nebraska. We were one of six states.
Gotcha.
We were We were that's the whole MMIW movement.
Gotcha. Now I understand. Okay.
Yeah. So it's not just about our murdered. It's about there being no laws to go after these people. You're not on federal land. You're not on federal land, you know, up here, you know, you're not, yeah, they're not doing nothing. And even if you are, they're just, you know, just like what me and Quilla Pisa, you know, that episode. What are they doing? They're saying our murder and missing are dying because of exposure. They're not even investigating. And the ones on the res is usually done by tribal council or police. I mean, that's what you got to understand. We are the most killed by law enforcement. But here's the catch to that, too, you know, because, Spooky Lou, we've been 65% of our murdered and missing is a domestic issue. 55% of those cases is because of a domestic issue. It isn't because of a serial killer pipeline. You know, the outside, you know, the predators that we think of. Most of it is because of us killing our own. Same with those murders by police. You know, we are the highest. Most of those murders is, you know, well, except for here. Now, you got to remember, I am in the heart of this. We had Micah Taylor, a 21-year-old young man, shot in the back of his neck by Omaha police. And it was by a 19-year veteran. And I went and I spoke on this young man after we had a rally. I don't know. Somebody from Omaha Police Department released the body cam footage. And it showed that officer shooting him in the back of his neck. And do you know, for surviving, he got 31 to 50 years.
Wow. I remember that case, yeah.
Micah, and that just happened, what, 3 years ago, 2 years ago? Mm-hmm. Guess where that officer, Staskowicz, name is Staskowicz. Now, remember that name, 19-year police veteran, okay? Guess where he works now after shooting Mike in the back of the neck 3 times? Capitol Hill. Capitol Hill now.
I was about to say the White House.
Yeah, well, close, you know, up the street. Now,
yes.
Remember Zachary Bear Hills. Zachary Bear Hills, autistic young man, left Oklahoma on a bus to go back home to South Dakota. Didn't have no fit. They just didn't know. They're just rude. Okay. Kicked them off the bus. Our bus in Omaha is like, we'll say like 19th Street. Okay. They kicked them off there. This young man walked to like 140th and, you know, very far. So 19th to 140th. Okay. That's just summing it up slightly. When police, he made it to a Flying J's or something similar to that, and Buckley's something. When and he asked for a drink of water, I don't recall if they denied him or not. But when so the gas station ended up calling the police on him. When police arrived, it was 2 female officers and 2 gentlemen officers, and. When they got there, he was facing a brick wall, talking to the brick wall. They punched him. Well, they tased him 11 times, punched him in his face, with handcuffs, sitting on the ground with his back against the police tire. And they murdered him. And, you know, the expert witness or the expert training or the overseer of that case was Officer Staskowicz, the 19-year veteran who shot Micah Taylor 2 years later. And something else that was never, you know, focused on was of those four officers, you know, two were female, two were male, but those two male officers were black officers.
Damn. It is bad.
You know?
That's sad. Yeah.
I'm in the heart of it. I'm in the heart of it, you know? And another interesting Nebraska fact is Nebraska is headquarters to 8 global hate groups. They're headquarters for their organization.
What?
Absolutely.
Wow.
The leader of the Nazi, neo-Nazi, the one, the main head dude guy, he lives here. He operates here. His headquarters is here. 8 of them. We are the headquarters for 8 global.
Man, that's insane. Let me ask you this for one, because I don't know much of your story, right? And of course, thanks to Lou, he connects all of us, you know. And Lou, you know, I appreciate you for doing that, man. And definitely educating everyone and what you're doing for everyone, which is huge. Before one, let me ask you, as an Indigenous woman, have you ever experienced anything close or any, you know, God forbid, because, you know, no one wants anything bad to ever happen, but have you ever came close to dealing with a situation yourself, you being a woman, where you were almost abducted or put in a very scary situation as well? You probably had past shows you discussed this. I don't know, but I'm just curious to know.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And, well, a little bit of my history is back in 73, my grandmother took my grandfather's life, and it was either her or the kids. She was acquitted. And because they didn't want another Indigenous person to win, you know, because it was ruled self-defense. That case is part of Nebraska history of why Nebraska don't have a self-defense rule. Unfortunately, someone very close to me was a victim of sex trafficking, and is why I am an ambassador against that, you know, sex trafficking. I do a lot of speaking about it. In addition, my sister was murdered.
I'm so sorry to hear that. Like, seriously, my condolences. You know, I had
definitely
no idea. Yeah, I'm sorry.
So, yeah, it's real. It's real here.
And it's sad, you know, and it's like precious human beings, precious, you know, women that are mothers or sisters, you know, our aunts and our daughters, you know. And our wives, you know, it's just really sad that no one can, well, I'm not going to say no, because there's a lot of good people out there, but there are people that just don't respect that or honor that, the power of a woman and what she can bring. You know, it's just sad.
Well, I want to thank you for joining in with us tonight and getting some of this medicine, because we need our men to stand up. We need them to remember and protect us, because it starts with us.
Absolutely.
That's the accountability we need to have. Because like I said, 65% of our missing and murdered cases is because of domestic, it's our own. It's that internalized resentment, you know, for what we allowed. And so our men must remember to be men. We need to take back that, you know, just like our women. I mean, you know, we were, Santa Clara, we were just talking about who are our leaders.
Whoa.
You know, I mean, mine are long gone.
That's a good question.
Crazy Horse. You know, Santa Court.
That's right. Like, what happened?
Who's got the question? I thought I heard question.
Who has
the question?
Who has the question?
Uh-huh. Nobody said question.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. Go ahead. No, I tell you one thing. I was talking that, you know, we have a small Dominican listeners from the island of Dominican Republic, Quisqueya. And they told, I don't know, we were talking about Puerto Rico, how there's a, what was the word I use about Puerto Rico when they found those two women killed? It's a state of emergency. And Dominican Republic is beyond state of emergency. It's almost like it's common to hear about women being killed every day. Women, teenagers, you know, 15, 14 years old being missing. Then they end up like these, you know, they're like with these men, whatever. So it's out of control in Dominican Republic as well, the women. But it's so common now. It's almost like normal to hear about a woman being killed or domestic violence towards women.
So who do you think our first shout out?
I want to give a shout out to Dominicans who listen to this show, because it's true, man. I want to give them a voice too, that, you know, the rapes, the murders, the missing, exploitation of young women, you know. They just passed a law recently, I think, they were that a 14-year-old can't get married anymore to an adult. You have to be at least 16 with parental consent, something like that. But it was in the books.
It was.
Recently, last
I
spring.
Married you. Oh, yeah. Texas, legal marriage age is 14.
Gee. That's crazy. That's nuts, man.
So
is Canada. So legal consent in Canada. Isn't that crazy?
But
who would you think would be our first missing and murdered, or, you know, missing, whatever?
Taino women.
Good point.
Christopher Columbus.
I think we had a discussion about, according to mainstream, it would be Pocahontas.
That's true. In the States, you're right.
You know, in the States.
Oh, in the States, right. She was like, what, 14?
Yeah, in the States.
So... Heal. We need to heal. We need to heal. That's all I know. Can't jump to that land back and all that other when we're not even being accountable.
Oh, wow. I stand corrected. For men, it's 16, 15 for women in the Dominican Republic.
Wow. What about all the sex trafficking, right? Is that a whole other thing where a bunch of women are unfortunately going missing? But what about the sex trafficking? I mean, I know that there's truth to that matter where a lot of women are being kidnapped. I've heard stories. I've heard crazy stories. I don't know how true it is, but it's unfortunate as well. And I think people know that this is going on, like there are higher ups in the government, and they just turn their, you know, their faces because of the money that's involved behind all of this.
Yeah, we covered this plenty of time, the sex trafficking industry. Oh, man, it's just out of control.
I'll share a story if you allow me to share a story real quick.
I
heard of a story one time up by, I think, Michigan area, where a lot of Native American women were disappearing on the Canadian side and the American side. And they did a story, and they went in deep. And it got so deep, from what I've heard, you know, I can't say this is factual because they didn't really release the information, but they went in too deep, and what they found out was a lot of women were being kidnapped in that area, and they were being put on boats and shipped out through Michigan, right? And then when they got in too deep, they were warned, like, it just got too dangerous because of what they were discovering, so they decided to just back off and leave the story alone. You know, that's a story that I've heard. How true it is, I don't know. But I've heard that things like that are actually happening. I couldn't believe it. I was like, wait a minute. This is happening here? And people are telling me that stuff like that is happening out here. Have you heard of stories like that before?
Oh, yeah. Let me give you – sorry, I'm kind of impartial, but just let me give you Nebraska stats. I-80 is the, of course, one of the main transportation routes because it goes, you know, east to west, you know. So that's part of why it is so high here in Nebraska. But, Lou, Nebraska has a history, a well-known history, and it is often referred to as the Franklin cover-up, and it is about religious. It involved Boys Town of Omaha, which was a religious home for boys, and they had they have their own zip code. It's Boys Town is a village, its own city, its own police. 300,000 boys and girls gone, not a trace. And
what?
Yeah. Up until it was determined. And anyways, what had happened was two young boys kidnapped from Boys Town had ran away from a satanic ritual at the Bohemian Grove. Are you familiar with the Bohemian Grove reference or where that area
Absolutely. I've heard of it.
Okay, so the Bohemian Grove, like I said, they ran away from there, and the two little boys talked about the sacrificing of little brown children. And how their sex organs and like brain, heart were taken, you know, in those sacrifices. So you remember in Chicago not too long ago, I would say about 4 or 5 years ago, there was a bunch of you know, young black children, black, you know, youth. There was like 30 in 1 month that came up missing, and their bodies were found, you know, with missing organs. But social media led you to believe it was like, you know, organ harvesting. Had nothing to do with organ harvesting. It was about demonic sacrifices. So that's part of our history here, is the Franklin cover-up. And it went all the way back to the discovery of drugs being the soldiers of Vietnam, you know, those, like, the bodies being filled with heroin and stuff like that when they were returned. It was just humongous. Mm-hmm. Absolutely humongous. Yeah. And I don't know. It is been going on for a long time.
A
very long time. And
a spooky
this
movie.
Is,
I'm sorry, go ahead. No, go ahead, 4-1.
Oh, I was just going to say, you know, there's also a relationship to the epidemic, you know, endemic to the mm-hmm. indigenous in Canada that streams along Montana and all that. And that is all related to satanic and religious practices involving our children for sacrifices.
You know, Lou, you probably didn't hear this, but in one of the old shows, I did share how I was a social worker in Wisconsin, and I actually reported it was a 5-year-old child who was performing some sexual behavior. You know, she was acting out sexually in a homeless shelter, and when I reported it, the investigation revealed that this child and the mother were victims of a satanic cult, and they had ran
what?
Away. Yeah, they had ran away. So that's why when I hear these things about these rituals, Satanism, I believe it because I was a witness of it, and I was part of that investigation, and that's what was revealed. And when they were harvesting children, and the mother, who was in her, I'd say, late 20s, was a trial of that harvesting of the children, of babies, for rituals. But she was like one of the breeders, I guess. They have breeders. And they used the babies for rituals and the small children for sex and all that stuff. So they got away. They ran away. But the girl was so sexually traumatized, psychologically, physically, you name it. She was acting out one night. So I had to report it in, and they did a whole investigation. So
you know
this
what's
stuff
scary?
Is going on. This stuff is going
you know
on
scary?
Right now. Huh?
I believe it 1,000%. And the scary part is if
mm-hmm.
there's investigations that have gone on like that, for the one, like example, the one you reported, and they found out what happened, how come this isn't making mainstream media? How come they're not out there hunting these people down and letting us know that people and organizations or religious groups exist like this? Why is that?
Well, that's it.
Because this is our
Why?
Government doing it.
Oh,
like your
I didn't say it, but
I
was thinking
it.
She's like, I said it. I love it, no doubt. It's like, why? We know for a fact this is happening, you know, and you obviously know for a fact because you were involved in an actual case. Why is it that this is not being exposed and being told to local people and it's not in mainstream media? All other crap that does not make
yeah.
sense is on the news, except but real stuff like this that's affecting our people is not being told. This is crazy.
Yes, definitely.
Because this rule or this whatever is, they're pedophiles.
Big thing, man.
So
you
know, big thing.
You know, Lou, we should do a paranormal show on Satanism, man. Satan ritual in America. How about that one?
Yeah.
We should. Be part of it. Let's do a show on it. I'm down. Definitely.
I'm down too.
Yeah, we'll do it. Let's join forces.
We might be joining forces. Huh? I'm down. We might be in danger after that. Let's do it.
I'm down.
Play. Definitely. Well, you know, the Boston Globe, many years ago, they were one that exposed cardinal law in Boston for covering up pedophiles. And then when he tried to, cardinal law, he tried to bribe the Boston Globe. And it exposed that. And then he got a job at the Vatican. He got a job in the Vatican once he resigned. What's up with that? I think he should have been in jail, right? Vatican jail. I don't know. But
The Franklin cover-up. It involved one of the owners of the Omaha World Herald,
yeah,
which is a major publication here. So that, you know, like social or, you know, mainstream media wasn't covering it in my neck of the woods. It involved one of the owners of, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Well, this is, yeah. It's just crazy in society that all these, all these cover-ups now are now, like, we know they're no longer cover-ups, but yet they still get away with it, and they're still being in society.
Yeah, like 401 said, prime example, Epstein, right? Everyone feels that he was murdered, right? Didn't that famous doctor, I forgot the guy's name, he had his own show on HBO because he's a world-renowned, like, what do you call that? I was going to say it's a pathologist, but that's not what it is. And he even said it. He said that he was murdered. And it didn't mean anything. It didn't even make the news. Like, are you kidding me? Who murdered him? Why? What was he going to expose?
Well, he's good friends with Trump, right? Clinton?
Well, that flight list did it for him, and whoever else participated. I think that's why Ellen's going off the air, because she was on that flight list. You got to remember, Gisella's still alive.
What? Are you serious?
Wait, who's on the flight list? Ellen, who was?
Ellen DeGeneres.
Ellen who?
DeGeneres?
Oh, right. Well, she got a lot of beef. Well, yeah, for a while she was.
And
like,
you know, she's retiring. She's retired. She the show's ending. She said it's no longer a challenge. No.
Well, they went after her.
Yeah, no, she's getting out because she's on that flight. Don't forget, the girlfriend's still alive. Epstein.
And she's been quiet. She hasn't made the news. No one has said anything about her. And you're right. What's her whereabouts?
I think she's still incarcerated because they wouldn't give her house arrest. She's flight risk. They're trying to keep her alive. But that it's that his flight list. You should a lot of big people. Miley Cyrus, Chris, not Rock. What's Chris? The other one, Smokey.
Chris Brown.
No, Smokey. The one who was with Jackie Chan. Chris, what's that one?
Chris Tucker.
Tucker.
Oh, yeah, Chris.
He's on the flight list. So those are all your participants.
How about that guy, that Republican Matt Gaetz,
who's
on investigation for sex trafficking?
He pled guilty. He pled guilty.
Today
he pled guilty. Gantz? Is that who he's talking about?
Yeah. He was a big supporter of Trump. He was
My fault. Former Gantz associate strikes deal to plead guilty and cooperate with a former Gantz associate.
So he's gonna probably got some dirt on him. So he's gonna talk.
So his good friend, Joel Greenberg, check this out. Joel Greenberg, a former Seminole County, Florida tax commissioner, had faced decades in prison on 33 federal counts that range from identity theft to sex trafficking of a minor, as well as fraud and bribery allegations. He plans to now plead guilty to 6 federal charges after striking a deal with prosecutors, including a count of sex trafficking of a child, according to a new court filing.
This is something else. This is big.
Did you hear the county? Seminole County.
Seminole
in Florida.
Oh, shit.
Remember what we
Florida seems to be. Florida's a hotbed for sex trafficking.
They got a whole community. What is that called?
Epstein,
you know what I'm talking about? Where all the sex offenders live. They have their own little trailer court.
I know about that.
Oh, yeah. They got to, because, the restrictions behind being a sex offender, it limits them where they can, live. And so somewhere in, I believe it's Miami or somewhere close or something, it's the whole sex offender community.
Everyone there is Epstein's, Miami.
They have islands.
Oh jeez. Well, it's guys, we ran out of time. We're way over time. So I'd like to thank you all for coming in, and got Spooky Lou, special guest.
Spooky Lou, yay.
Indigenous Power Hour. That's it, man. So guess
thank
what?
Thank you for
from
joining
this show,
us. Yes.
From this show, we just created, we have to produce that Bohemian Grove or Satan Worship. Oh, man, that's going to be Spooky Lou, it's going to be a crazy show. We got to research that now. That would be it's going to turn the paranormal world upside down. We're going to turn the paranormal world upside down. We do that show. So we'll join forces. How about that? The Spooky Lou Show and the Indigenous Power Hour. We're going to get together in the future. We're going to produce a show on satanic rituals and sex trafficking. What do you mean? What do you think?
Yeah, I think that'd be an amazing show. Yeah, let's do it.
Just connect the dots.
Crazy.
You can connect the dots.
Oh, there's dots.
Oh, man, you heard it here first. Well, you know what, guys? I want to close the show with that one of my favorite songs. It's called "The Highway." It was written by those children up in Canada, First Nations.
Yes.
About the missing children that go on that highway and they found murdered. So I'm going to end with that, the highway.
Huh? That's what I was talking about with the satanic. It's along that highway stretch.
They pick them up. They pick them up right there.
Yep.
They pick them up.
Yep.
They entice them with candy and whatever, a ride. And since they're so desperate, a lot of these children, they pick it.
You know, when I was a kid, it happened to me, so I get it. They tried to kidnap me like 3 times, so I understand.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I'll send them
right?
another story if you want. Yeah. 3 times people tried to kidnap me when I was a kid, so, yeah, they're out there, man. It's no joke. Those people are out there.
That's what, that's what the Nebraska, Missing and Murdered, you know, to start that tracking, that's what the Nebraska State Patrol found here, is that more of our men and boys go missing than our women.
It's real.
The boys are worth more. The men are worth more.
Really? What?
Yes. And
is it
for
the satanic rituals?
Yeah.
For the satanic rituals as well? All right. See, there you go,
Absolutely.
Lou. We got to do the research.
All right. Let's hear it. Let's hear that song.
Let's connect those dots.
Before we do, I want to thank you both for having me on. I really do appreciate it. I'm glad I was able to make it and really thank you for dropping that knowledge on me, 4-1. I'm ready for that song. Let's do it. Thank you.
All right. Cool, man. This is your old stopping grounds, Canada. Here we go.
I miss Canada.
Found my escape every time I prayed. Sometimes cried, I wish I died and prayed to the creator for a different life. I was born here and want to live it right. The pain we have need to give it light.
Been upset in situations and the aggression comes and goes. I'm bothered by how my nation has been bullied and controlled. Living here has been so hard and there's a road that leads to tears. Will the promises come through or will the lies continue here?
There's a highway of love. Take us to the promised land. There are many who are lost. We've been waiting on this chance. But your life is going downhill. Just fall down. Your family's good. We can hold on and be proud and bring hope back to where we live.
Learn to stand tall and show respect. Appreciate my loved ones and hold my head up high. I'm not afraid of feeling pride. Try to listen close so you can learn about a healing tribe. No drama in my heart, and in honor of the missing, I will not be torn apart from the way that I've been thinking. I found a little courage and made all my decisions. Respect is what I'm learning, and I'm trying to be the difference.
My head's me feeling good. I feel like I could go places. We stay connected and hang out. My school is where I feel safest. Any fear that I may have disappears when I am dreaming. Friends and family help me out. They bring me up when I'm struggling.
Memories of a stolen past with a bright future, no going back. Let's build a home where we can hope and laugh.
Slaughter slip.
Another told me that. Let's be a voice to remain in silence. We use it today and afraid of rising for the myths of women who are facing violence. This road of calm, so let's change and find it.
There's a highway of song. Take us to the promised land. There are many who are lost. We've been waiting on this chance. cancelled, your life is going downhill, just fall down. Give family skin, we can hold on and be proud and bring hope back to where we live.
Break through the cycles, there's only one way singing. If you're looking for some courage and you're searching for some strength, sing. We're mindful of our culture, we're protectors of our worth, singing. We respect all living things and we're defenders of the earth, singing.
There's a highway of song, take us to the promised land. There are many who are lost, we've been waiting on this chance. So if your life is going downhill, just fall down. Give family skin, we can hold on and be proud and bring hope back to where we live. There's a highway of long, take us to the promised land. There are many who are lost, we've been waiting on this chance. So if your life is going downhill, just fall down. Give family skin, we can hold on and be proud and bring hope back to us.